All right, what's happening? Big city, hot city, better wear that sun hat you got there. It's time once again for Monsters in the Morning. My name is Mr. Maniac, back with me as always is...
I have an odor coming off of me that can only be described as barf pee. It's me, Touchdown Charfly.
It's true. That's the sad thing.
You can smell it too, right?
Yeah, I could smell it.
Mm.
It's not hygienic. It's unhygienic.
I think it's something I ate.
Something you ate?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that you're wearing. I think you're wearing a mixture of both vomit, either somebody else's or your own, and urine, again, somebody else's or your own. I think you're wearing these odors.
All those possibilities are fair game.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Shoot.
Do you wash your clothes?
In the river.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, WVBI Monsters of the Morning, giving you all the sport news you need to use. Listen, the Chicago Cubs, a bit of a skid, okay? Now they're bringing it back up to the caliber of play that we're used to seeing them play. My biggest question here is, when is Yu Darvish going to finally be healthy enough to be the pitcher that Joe Maddon and us fans need him to be?
You said he's got a skid mark? Who? You said they got a little skid mark.
No, they're on a skid.
What's that? Like a poo stain?
No, I'm talking that they're not going as well as they should be. They're not playing the caliber of ball.
Excuse me.
What the hell's wrong with you today?
It's the heat, I think.
The heat is making you excrete all these different odors and these different noises.
Ugh, that was a hot and
toasty.
Can
we get him into a new booth? Like a separate booth? Like we could wheel one in?
Hot and toasty, Mike, coming at you.
I might just drape a... Oof. Drape a blanket over you? Do you mind if I put a blanket? Can I put a blanket on top of you?
It's too friggin' hot.
Maybe you could sit in a corner for a bit?
Well, the mic won't reach that far.
Well, we could come up with something.
Maybe like a tin can and a string method?
Sure, sure.
Mike, I don't feel so good.
Just take a deep breath. Please, Charlie, not here. Oh, come on! Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I was just...
Charlie. Oh, my God. Aaron. It's all over the panel.
That was
he
it.
He got it all over the panel.
That's it, that was...
Well, what the fuck, Charlie?
That was the worst of it.
It's all over the goddamn control panel.
Well, let's pop.
How the hell are we supposed to navigate these different volumes?
Let's power through. I got.
I can't because now this smell, which was tattooed to your body, now is tattooed all over our precious studio. I mean, are you gonna at least try to clean it up? Are you gonna make the effort to clean it up?
How about those?
Are you waiting for somebody else to clean up your mess?
How about those Cubs players? They got skid marks on their uniforms.
Your brother's a fucking maniac, man. Yeah, that joke. I'm not kidding you. I'm not fucking lying. He's fucking acting crazy over here. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? He's fucking grabbing my ass, and he's like fucking like holding my fucking like arms and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this fucking guy? I'm like, your brother's fucking crazy, and he's fucking playing the radio all fucking loud and shit. It's fucking nuts. I'm like, holy shit, dude, keep it down. Keep it down. Oh, shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The Monsters in the Morning talking sports.
Huh?
Yeah, we're talking sports and we're...
Yeah, you got... What? You got sidetracked there. What was that?
No, there's nothing wrong
with okay. me.
If anything, there's something wrong with you.
Well, we're all cleaned up here now and we're ready to go.
Okay. Anyway, it's the Monsters in the Morning right back at you, ladies and gentlemen. The White Sox, if I could, moving on down to the South Side... they were in a bit of a bunker.
Right.
They were really in a hole that they've dug themselves. I mean, partly because this is the rebuilding year. But here's the real deal for you. Especially all you black and white wearers out there. All you Southside totem poles.
Wow.
All you guys
wait,
roughneckians.
Totem poles?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that the Sox mascot was a totem pole.
No, it's not. Oh. It's not.
I'm confused. What is their mascot? I think it's a big, it was an eagle?
No, it's actually it's a small, little bear.
Rubik's Cube.
No, it's a tiny bear.
Like a baby bear.
And you would think that would be the Cubs mascot.
Yeah.
Because they're the Cubs, i.e. baby bears. But no, this is a smaller than normal bear.
A miniature bear.
A miniature bear, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's the Chicago Miniature Bears?
No, the Chicago White Sox. The bear, guess what his name is?
Stinky.
Sox. Stinky Sox.
Stinky Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Does he wear socks?
Nope.
Mm.
No socks at all. They're too stinky. That's what they say, at least.
Great. W-B-I.
But seriously, folks, if you had a chance to actually wander on down to the South Side, Comiskey Park, U.S. Cellular, what do they even call it anymore? Honestly.
I think they call it the Dracula's Castle.
Sure, it's the Dracula's Castle. If you ever make your way on down to the old castle down there on old Archer Avenue, you might have actually ran into, here's one for you, here's a blast from the past, Mr. Frank Thomas himself.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, how about this one? Mr. Jack Madman McDowell.
You know, did you ever
meet... Bo Knows Baseball, Bo Jackson as well.
Do you ever meet...
And the Rain Man, Tim Raines.
Interestingly enough, all those guys you just mentioned, they have what's known as an alter ego, an evil, kind of like a bizarro Superman.
Uh-oh, is this one of those conspiracy theories that you...
No. This is common knowledge. This is well known. I read this in USA Today.
Okay.
Frank Thomas is, naturally, is Thomas Frank.
Oh,
He's a smaller guy.
He's the little hurt. I'm sorry. You walked right into that one.
I did. That's my own fault. Bo Jackson's is actually Arrow Jefferson.
Oh, all because of... Okay.
You see?
Yeah,
you see what I did?
Bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Those are great.
Tim Raines is... Tim Snows.
No.
Oh, it's actually Jim Snows, I think.
Oh, okay. These are really good.
Do you want to hear Jack McDowell's or should we wait?
No, I want to. I'm very, I'm on the edge of my seat, as they say.
Well, I didn't make one up for him yet, so.
Oh. Okay. Thanks for that.
W-B-I. Hey there, monsters. It's your old pal, the Gaxter, up in Palos Park. Listen, I'm smiling ear to ear right now. You gotta hear this thing. You hear that? That's my brand new snowblower, lawnmower, leaf blower combo. Isn't that nice? What do you think about that? You like that? It's brand new. It's right out of the box. It's right out of the box, I'm telling you. Anyway, you gotta come over and see this thing. Whoa now! Whoa now! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa now! Whoa now! Ow! Ow! Bang!
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Now listen, it's summertime, alright?
You're right about that. It's hot out. Caliente, amigo.
I keep on sweating. I'm telling you, I got two fans on me the night. I need two fans. I mean, three if you count the old ceiling fan up there. But anyway, the Chicago Bears, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it may be late June, but in my mind, I'm thinking, how long till September? I'm thinking preseason football.
It's never too early to start talking about the Bears. Where do I begin? Well, let's start off with the basics. The Chicago Bears are our NFL, official NFL team.
Team, yes.
Okay. We are represented here in Chicago by the Bears.
The Bears. Of course. Yes. Have been for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a tradition that has been brought down and passed on for generations. This is something that my father cheered for. My grandfather cheered for this team as well. They love football. And they guess did. What?
You got to remember there's... Ooh.
Oops, sorry.
There's a... Mike.
I'm sorry.
God. Stinks. There's 11 guys on the field at one time.
11. Only 11. That's all you're allowed.
Now, don't be fooled. Because there's more than 11 players on the team.
A lot more. I mean, right now, preseason football.
The Chicago Bears, I think they have 255 guys.
256 right now. Is it 256? We're talking preseason camp. This is camp stuff we're talking about. I mean, they're down at Bourbon A, for Christ's sake. I mean, they have these guys holed up in hotels out there. I mean, it's huge for the economy over there. Have you gone?
To Bourbon A?
You should. You should make the trip. It's a fun trip.
Do you ever have a Bourbon F, though? You know what that is?
What's that?
It's a drink.
Bourbon with...
Bourbon F. It's when you take a shot of bourbon right after you fail an exam.
Oh, okay. Wow. Sounds a little risque.
Had a lot of Bourbon Fs in my day. The Bears have an offense. They have a defense.
Coaches. Don't forget about them.
And the special teams. Each one of those factors have a coach for it. There's also things called assistant coaches. It's a very large organization.
Now, here's what I'm wondering. Is there a cook? Do they have their own nutritionist?
They do.
Okay. That's nice.
And they have an assistant nutritionist.
Really? The one who's going out, he's going out to the grocery.
He's making the grocery runs.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, are they visiting local farms, farm stands? Are they patronizing local communities, I'm guessing?
Well,
our community.
It depends on...
I want organic. I'm on an organic kick. I'm sorry.
Something's organic in this booth. You know what it is, Mike? You're a heavier guy, and sometimes you got to get in those crevasses, those nooks and crannies.
We've been here for quite some time, and I apologize if there's an odor coming off of me.
There is. It's like...
I do. It's a sour smell.
It smells like an old phone book and bacon.
Yeah, that's actually right on the nose.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I smell it, okay? And when I can start smelling myself, that's when I know that, yeah, it's not very good right now. And I apologize. I asked them if they could install a shower around here. They just said flat no. I said, is there another shower in the building I could use?
Well, the one in the basement. No. I caught you in that one a couple times.
That's not really a shower. That's...
Well, you ran a hose to the utility sink and you put it up over the...
I mean, you have to tell everyone about this?
I mean...
I was filthy.
How many footballs do you think the Bears go through?
In a day?
Yeah.
In one day...
I don't know, a dozen, half a dozen?
I would say three dozen. In a season?
In a season, you're in the thousands,
I think.
WBI. You've got to remember all the padding that they're wearing, too. A lot of, shoulder pads, knee pads.
That takes upkeep.
You know,
they have
to... There's an equipment manager.
Yes.
And there's an assistant equipment manager.
The assistant to the manager.
I can't believe we've been sitting here this whole day and you haven't once mentioned my brand new yellow hat that I've been wearing.
Oh, I thought that...
I've been wearing it all day.
I gotta say, I'm kind of jealous of it.
All right, I knew it. I knew there was something.
So I decided actively that I'm going to try not to gaze at it, and I'm just going to pretend like I don't see it. So you caught me. I think that this is... We're even now. You vomited all over the control panel. You ruined the studio in many ways. Not even just today, but, throughout...
But the hat offsets it.
A bit.
The hat redeems it.
I think it's a very nice yellow hat. I mean, yellow's my color.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like it because it's clean.
Oh, look at that. Oh. We've got...
The old red phone is blinking again.
Hey, Bill. Long time no speak.
Hey, Bill.
It could be the heat. Could be frying the wires.
That's
so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that's fine. We could wait for him.
Bill. There it is. All right.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I got a bit of a problem, okay? I had a friggin' squirrel or an opossum or a friggin', I don't know, could have been a skunk, okay? Anyways, the friggin' thing died underneath my deck, I can't get to the thing, it's a problem, it stinks, there's an odor. And I don't know what to do about it, so I called, animal control. And you guys, you're giving me the runaround. This is the fourth message I've left you, So I need somebody to take care of this problem. Otherwise, I'm going to have to remove one of the floorboards. I'm going to go down there, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to leave it at your friggin' doorstep, because it's a problem, Friggin' guys.
I don't think that was directed at us.
I would hope not.
I think he's got his lines crossed. Again, could be the heat.
It could be. I mean, it seems to happen quite often with Mr. Bill Stark. I think one of us might have to just do like a well-being check on him. He might be kind of, you know, he might be in a bad place.
More to the point, it was on the topic of odor, you know. I had some stink. He's stinking up the joint now. Now he's got some stink.
Now he's got a smell that he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're good for today, right?
I think that's enough, yeah.
Yeah. This whole episode stinks.
WVBI.
So what, no outro? We're not going to play the music and...
Mm-mm.
I'm not going to rhyme with, you know, with Chuck or Charlie or Chucky or Charles.
A burden has been lifted in a way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, the whole episode was just, you know, it was a big stinking pile of vomit and urine. And
Mike, we got 97 episodes. They can't all be winners.
No, they can't. Some are okay. Some are decent. And then some of them are just, you know, they stink. A lot of them stink?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, if this episode had an actual smell that it could you know, give off, I think that people listening to it probably are experiencing bad smells, a sensory effect right now.
Could be.
We might be excreting, you know, these smells right into their nostrils.